Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
And it's Dream Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip hop pioneer.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Dream Chess Motherfucking Podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
Hey, hey, Segre, hope you're happy. It's your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this Drink Chess motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
And right now, this is July 2nd, correct?
First.
Man, you dating the shit out of this episode.
No, July 1st was yesterday. Today is July 2nd.
Today's
might as well call it July 3rd when we add.
No, today that we dropped it is July 2nd.
Yes.
The fuck is that? Yeah, he's on Dominican time.
He's Dominican time. We dropped this July 2nd. A lot of things has been happening in hip-hop.
A lot of things have happened. Woo. In hip-hop, in the world, period.
First off, Pusha T dropped the album.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we also got on one of the biggest bloggers in the motherfucking world with us. It's Bizkit.
Yeah,
motherfucking
man.
Make some noise!
Thank you.
Like, so listen, we're going to take you through the era of hip-hop just recently.
Okay.
And we're going to ask you your opinions on certain things, as well as everybody else who's here. Big up to Sonny DBT, big up to Diego, big up to Drain, big up to Mr. Lee,
Eddie Rob,
Rich Blanco, big up to Eddie Giggs, big up to my wife, big up to Josie, big up to Sean, big up to everybody.
A lot of people in the building.
Big up to Teacher, big up to motherfucking Chris Jones,
Blanco,
Eddie, big up to Jose Nubs, big up to Eddie the Ass Eater. and everybody else.
Shout out to BB about to kick us out. Circle House, what up?
Oh,
nah, we paid.
Yo, I didn't.
Pick up the twin.
I didn't realize there was that many people in this room.
Nah, that's okay.
That's what we do at Drink Champs.
And pick up to Drink Champs.
We pack it like a Puerto Rican car.
Paul. So listen, alright, we're gonna run through a couple of albums, EFN and It's Biz, Uncle Biz. Shout out, let these people know.
Yeah, I'm It's Biscuit, you know, ITSBIZKIT with an extra T now on the gram because, you know, haters gonna hate, man. But you know.
Right, and you was just out here with Drake.
Facts.
Keep it real.
Damn, y'all stunting.
And
Nah, this is
Jamie Foxx.
Right, what?
Jamie Foxx is out here.
Yeah, anybody that's somebody, of course, wanna be next to me.
I was hosting the BET Awards.
Because you lit. Tell them how it is. You the lit blogger.
Yeah, I'm the biggest blogger in the world. You know what I mean? Like,
you wear the big chain.
Anything I put on my page is going viral. Pay attention. Look at when I post it, and then look when they post it.
Mm. Let's make some noise for that, everyone.
Hold on. Too. Look. Let me say this too. Let me get serious and shit. Take off them dumbass shades. What? You know what I'm saying?
But your shades is hard though. I can't front.
Well, you know.
I ain't gonna front. What is these Versaces?
Yeah, they're all of that.
They look hard. I
appreciate that. So check it out, right? Like, shout out to all my fans, all my followers, all my supporters. Anybody,
big them up. You finally on Drink Champs. Make some noise, goddamn it.
And it's such a blessing to be here, right? I'm going to tell y'all a quick story because, you know, I know we got time. Time is money, right? So check it out. I'm on a jet ski as soon as I land. Like, that's how I'm coming to Miami. I'm off of the plane. I'm in the jet skis. My first time ever in my life on a jet ski. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I ain't scared, but, you know, the niggas that's with me, they with the shits. They doing...
But you didn't on the jet ski with somebody else. You was dolo, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, you from New York. All right,
yeah. I had the open-toe Air Forces on.
Open-toe Air Forces. Make some noise for that.
Listen, no matter where I go, I'm bringing two things with me. My family and where I'm from.
Right. Oh, I'm taking no off my Travis Scott's at this point.
Yeah, I'm wherever I go, that's Scott. What I'm bringing. Like, I don't care. I go to Toronto, I'm bringing my family, and I'm bringing where I'm from, there. Mm. And they fuck with it.
Air Force Ones with the open toes.
The open toe Tims, everything.
That is New York. For the people that don't know, because a lot of people who don't know you and they see you and they follow you on the blogs, they think that you're being funny because you're cutting open the Air Force Ones
They think it's a joke.
The Timberlands. What they don't understand, what you're trying to, the point that you're trying to make is that it's our culture from New York City.
100%. And there's nothing anybody could do about it. And niggas got to stop. Just because everybody's making the same type of music, whatever, this new generation, you don't understand it because you're not young. Mm. When I was playing CNN, my moms and everybody around me, they ain't understand it either. Mm. Leave these little kids alone, man.
Let's pick up your moms. It's her birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Ma. I love you to death. Like, my pops left, so my mother played both parts. She, you know, we could keep going with my mother. I love you. But, you know, at the end of the day, we as OGs and older people in this game, leave these little kids alone, man. Like, let them run it up. How they run it up?
How did you start blogging? Let's break it down, because you're one of the biggest bloggers in the world.
See, the thing is, the game changed. I was like a mixtape DJ. It's Biscuit, Tape Master Zing. Anything we dropped, we was moving physical copy CDs, 10, 20K, 30K. When Drama got popped in his studio, they raided him.
That was big, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He had like 80,000. They raided our office. We had like 140 because we had the mixgame.com. So way before this Instagram, social media shit, I'm outside, man. I always been outside. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Styles P. He used to host mixtapes like... That's where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? So once shit changed to the digital shit, I couldn't just not...
It's a natural progression for mixtape DJs.
There's a lot... I had... Like, Dot Piff came out, live mixtapes, and I wish I would have been smarter or had been around other people that were smarter to say, yo, it's Biscuit. You do it. It's Biscuit. And it's like a Dot Piff. And everybody upload their mixtapes on It's Biscuit.
Right.
Mm. But, again... You know what I'm saying? Shit just happens fast. So anyway, I adapted and I jumped onto itsbiscuit.com. And I thought I'm only supposed to post what I produce versus just copying and pasting everybody else's shit. But then I hung around bloggers for
the
blog.
That's what the blog is.
Because I'm a hustler first. Yeah. Mm. So anything that I'm hustling.
Are you a smoker?
No.
Okay.
But I
hope you said no because it tasted good. It's okay.
Enjoy. Hey, look, I'm good. Love. Enjoy.
Good love. Yeah. Okay. Time out. I'm sorry. I'm cutting the conversation off. I love that slogan. I'm good. Love. Enjoy. Is that come from where Future sees the girl in the jacuzzi? And yeah, then he says that?
You know, allegedly or whatever. I don't know nobody's business. And that's why.
Me neither.
Yeah, right. So
what I'm saying, is that where it comes from?
It came from, yeah, he flew a chick out or whatever, and then she kind of like
tried. Wait. I didn't know that part. Just
but that's why I said allegedly, because I don't really know. Right. But that's alleged, what's out there.
So now he flew the bitch out. I didn't know
that
part.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how we going.
And basically, like, I guess she didn't want to do what he wanted to do, and he said, I'm good, love. Enjoy. Like,
but that's not Tax's thing, too, that he says?
No. Because, to see, it's a meme. It's a meme.
Meme, yeah.
Meme, right? Where Future walks out, and she's just in there.
There's a million of those memes, though. The I'm good, love, and joy.
I know, but that one I seen, the one that I felt like was the original, where she was like in white, and Future comes out, and she says, no, and then Legar says, I'm good, love, and joy. And it was hard.
Mm-hmm. They got I'm good love t-shirts already. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, this shit is fast. Don't you spending too much time hating on what you don't understand. Get with the kids and understand. I'm on your biz, I'm with them. I was just with Smoke Perp. I was just with Lil Pump. You know what I'm saying?
Talk that shit, yeah, Uncle Ben. Yeah. Talk that shit.
Like, yeah, those are my nephews. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna look, I was young too. I had my uncles, or like my big bros, was like Jadakiss and Styles. I didn't understand certain things they put me on, so I'm putting them on. I was just in my hotel suite, and guess what? I'm playing for these little niggas. Nori know this.
So you're being there, OG. You're being
100%.
That's what I think sometimes is missing,
but I'm letting them know, nigga.
No, you don't have to be shitting, but sometimes that's what's been missing in the game.
But everybody's shitting on these kids, bro.
They should be shitting on them.
Nah, everybody's shitting on them.
They shouldn't be.
They gotta relax. Everybody gotta relax.
They should be mentoring them as much as they can.
School the kids, man. The kids don't know. School the kids. I never had a father. I had to figure it out, man. I'm still figuring it out.
You school them, even if they don't want it, you school them, and then eventually they'll catch up to it. But you gotta be open to school.
Let's keep it real right now. Cause, listen, man, you're a big blogger, you're a big guy in the game. There's been a lot of important albums, there's a lot of important pieces of material that have dropped in this past couple of weeks.
And things dramatic things that have happened too.
And I'm gonna break it down. I want your opinion. So we're gonna start out with Pusha T's album. We know you're down with Drake, and we don't want that Drake halfway
ick
criticism.
Ick.
Because we love Drake too.
Of course, no. But see,
big up my light skinned nigga.
Yeah, shout out to the boy. Shout out to the boy.
Before
shout
I moved to Miami, I was like light skinned like Drake. A little bit.
Nah,
I never was.
Nori, check it out.
I'm just trying to relate.
Nah, check it out, Nori, right? Yeah. This is what it is with me. And this is why people fuck with me, or I would hope that's why they fuck with me. I work. If I want to write myself a check right now, I would do it because I work for myself.
God damn it.
You know what I'm saying? Make that's why, note, like. Yeah, I want to say, like, yo, there's nothing wrong. Yo, Nori, if you told me your biz, I want you to pull up on the Drink Champs this day, that day, this day. I'm going to pull up and I'm going to fuck with you. But at the end of the day, I got my own shit going on too, because that's all I know. You know what I'm saying? I ain't have a father. Nobody ever did. I can't sit on the Drink Champs and tell you one story that somebody showed me love. And I've been doing this for a long time. I helped a lot of people, and I'm still helping a lot of people. But sometimes niggas don't throw the frisbee back.
I respect that.
Most times they don't.
No, I respect that, and I got your back, brother.
I appreciate you.
I'm gonna throw you the frisbee back, brother.
Thank you.
But here's what we're gonna start it off.
Pusha T album is fire.
Pusha T album.
And hold on, let me just get back to one thing real quick.
Okay.
The reason why I said that, cause niggas know I fuck with Drake, but I'm not gonna sit here and act like Pusha T ain't got fire.
Nah, Pusha T shit is fire.
I'm not, but I would look crazy.
Right.
Then people won't fuck with me.
It wouldn't be authentic at that point, yeah.
Listen, guess what? Drake and me, they had their thing, nigga. Dreams and Nightmare in the club every night, nigga. I go crazy when that comes on. I can't sit just because this shit is fire. It's classic. It is what it is. I'm not gonna come on, man. If I fuck with Nori or whatever the situation is, I'm not gonna sit around here in front like something is hot just cause I fuck with somebody else that they might not fuck with, man. It ain't about that, bro. What's hot is hot, man. You look like a hater. That's what it is. If I said Pusha T shit was whatever, I'll be a hater. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that. Not a hater. I show everybody love. I give a lot of people blessings. That's why I'm blessed. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. I don't ask nobody for nothing. If I do something for you, I ain't doing it because I'm waiting for you to do something for me. Anything I do for Jing Trans, I'm not looking for a check out of it, because we always going to get money. That's easy. Getting money is not a problem for me, because guess what? I wake up every day, I pray, and then I go get it. I figure it out.
God damn it.
F.I.L., baby. Shit.
Yep. And I got mouths to feed, so you know what I mean? Play with me. I'm outside, man. Mm-hmm. Like, ain't nothing gonna stop me from feeding my family. I'm not gonna be one of these dudes talking about shoulda, coulda, woulda, or making excuses, because I come from Long Island, New York. Ain't nobody in New York showed me no type of love to help me to put me in a better position. Everybody trying to, like,
you
know,
here on your own.
I'm here on my own, exactly. God, I stand on my own too, so let's go. Like, let's, you know, go. What I'm saying? All these big ass networks that are hating on me and trying to shut me down, I'm never gonna stop, man. I got too much love.
That's respect. Mercury,
yeah. And shout out to yo, I saw Pusha T at Davey's listening. You know what I'm saying? I saw him. He saw me. He know, like, yo, what's up, Pusha? Gave him a dab. Said what's up. And that's.
But he identifies you as a person that's with
Drake. He knew me. He knew.
But how he identify you as a person with Drake camp or just a person that's neutral?
Nah, he knew me. Yeah, like, I'm neutral.
Okay.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, it's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's. But it's just, I'm gonna show respect. Like, that's Pusha T. That's the clips. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even if he didn't see me, I'm still walking up.
Right.
Shaking his hand. Yeah. Right. Love.
Okay.
So his album is fire.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Ye album. Ye? What's it called? With the mountain?
It's called Wyoming. Yeah. It's called Ye. Ye.
Yeah.
Okay. What, did you go to Wyoming?
I actually got invited, and I kind of, like, it was just weird, like, you know what I'm saying?
It was weird.
Like, because I couldn't just, like...
That's how you felt.
Right.
I haven't been this first. Nah, be real. Thank you.
See, like, and again, see, this is me. And then I guess this is why I built my own brand and I work for myself. And because it's like, I'm always on my time. You feel me? I get 1,000 emails a day. Everything that TMZ, whatever, all of them, I get it too. I get it. Trust me. Sometimes I actually send people out to get it. You feel me? Right. I'm not the nigga that wants credit for everything because I'm too busy actually working. It's hard. Like, that's why I'm talking like this here, because I don't get the opportunity to
express,
let people
shit,
know what it is. And people be, they want to know. If I put out a book, it's going to sell. People want to know this information. You feel me? So thank you, Drink Champs, again, for, you know what I'm saying, being able to say. But yeah, I got invited. I just felt it was a little weird. And me, I like to go to things that I fuck with instead of just sitting around being like on fake time. You know what I mean? Like, I know a few people over there at Good Music, but the invite that I, like, I'm a big deal. So you invite me to something, let's go. Champagne. As soon as I walked in, Nori here, biz, Rosé, Moet. That's why I'm here. If it ain't gonna be, Drake said, yo, I got a release party. When I came out, I walked into the club, he gave me 1,000 singles. I ran that shit up. I just saw Jaden Styles at the studio as soon as I got there. How's the fam? I can't fuck with it if it ain't that. I'm not gonna, I'm a big deal, bro. I know my worth. You ain't inviting me to some shit and I gotta find out where I'm standing, sitting. Nah.
So they invited you to all three? How many did they invite
you? No, I went to the Nas shit because I fuck with Nas.
Okay, and you local. And you local. You're in New York.
Yeah, correct. It made sense. That made sense.
Cool.
And plus, I kind of like, I was on my nosy shit because I'm like seeing how these shit.
I gotta check it out.
I said, nah, I gotta. And I wanted to know how Nas is gonna sound on a project produced by Kanye. I was nosy. I need to know. You know what I'm saying?
So now let's.
And it was fire, man. That fucking, yo, that shit.
Hold on,
I gotta relax.
So the Ye album, how did you like that?
I never got through it. I'm a busy dude too, so like, I'm not gonna sit up here like I really be digesting, or like, we more in the microwave era. I'm used to like getting a CD, listening to it, digesting it, driving to it, feeling it out, you know, instead of just, it's coming out seven. It's just too.
So what you heard, what did you think of what you did
like
here?
I didn't like it. I only like the one that Drake wrote. Honestly, and I really don't even like that type shit. You know what I'm saying?
I know, what'd you think?
And I'm not a hater, it's just, it sounds distorted.
Nah, yeah. Paquito.
I mean, it's just a lot going on with it, you know what I mean?
Well,
you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce just put out a project, and I might have heard like a song or two or whatever, but I didn't even know
somebody else wrote it. Somebody
really does.
Like the one that he wrote.
I don't know.
Oh, what?
So yeah, go back to that. Who wrote what?
Well, I guess Drake co-wrote the song, I think it's called Yikes. On Kanye's album.
I heard something about that.
That's why. That's facts. No, that's facts. And then it came out, and Drake's credit wasn't even there.
I heard about all that, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But that's facts, though. And again, that ain't no
Yikes. Right. Drake ain't right. Yikes. That's the shit he talking about. What's that? What's the
drink
drugs?
Goes in, goes
the white boy drugs. He said, ABD, and I woke up and I was on APCBC, yo.
Yeah.
That shit. That nigga talking about, that's the drug that you die.
DMT.
And then you wake up and then Drake wrote that? Drake is a high nigga. Let's make some noise for Drake.
I mean, look.
He mentioned drugs that only Diego told me about. I'll be honest. It was my white boy friend. And he said, He said, listen, do you understand these drugs? He told him, I said, listen, I don't know what DBT is. DMT. What's
DMT.
Yeah, there you go. And then the other drug, I said, I don't know that neither.
Man, listen, I didn't know... See, like, I didn't understand really much of what any of that was, and I really don't even care to understand it. It's just at the end of the day.
Because you don't take those type of drugs. You drink Old English. Just keep it real. Is that a front? Like, when you out?
No, but anything I do ain't a front, Nori.
Okay, no, I'm asking because the thing about it is,
I'm not doing it for the gram. That's what I'm not doing.
Because I love you on the internet. Like, in the wintertime is my favorite point. It's because you're probably the only guy, and I kind of felt like you was like, not, you don't know what you're doing, but you're making fun of my alter ego because every year I have to have three things. I have to have an army jacket, I have to have some type of Carhartt,
same.
And I have to have Timberlands.
Same.
Every winter, right? So every winter you would do that. And you know, I live in Miami for the past 12 years.
Salute to that.
For the past 12 years. So every time I would look at you, I'd be like, this guy is like actually, he's channeling my inner New York every year that you was doing it. But I couldn't tell if you were like real about it.
Nah, look, let me break that down real quick. How does it act? Like, listen, Uncle Biz, right? See, again, I'm 35 years old, so I'm from the era, the golden era. I'm from the golden era. This new era.
What do you think is the golden era in your definition? Yeah,
okay, when Noriega and Fabulous was on Clue, killing it.
Got that.
I'm talking about. No, I'm gonna give you one better. The Source cover that had Noriega on it, Big Pun, Cannabis. Mm. Like, you know this new XXL cover?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not from that. I'm from. Yeah, and again, that's what's up with them. And that's about me, I'm.
That's your golden era.
DMX. Yeah, that's the golden era. That Source cover. So, if y'all can pull that Source cover and so people can see what we talking about, that's hard.
Put it up, Hass.
Yeah, the Source cover.
I'm not on the cover. I'm on the second cover.
Yeah. But no, that cover was crazy. To even be on that cover, again. It wasn't like that from there.
Like, from that day. It's my man now. Mm-hmm. From that day, I was like, I don't really fuck with you like that, my nigga.
With who?
Because he told me I was on the cover. I said, I'm on the cover. And then the shit came out. But it was on like certain states. There was me, Pun, and somebody else.
Yeah, Pun was on there.
Yeah, because
was it an open joint? Did they
open? But there were certain covers where it was me, Pun, and like somebody else. And then, you know, the national cover was Corrupt, Silk the Shaka, and DMX.
I remember that one. Yep.
That's where I'm from. Like, that's what I consider the golden era. And, you know, I say that to say this. You know what I mean? I went to one of my people's sneaker stores, and it was getting cold. It was wintertime. So all they had, I needed hoodies, right? Because I knew it was like October. I'm like, it's about to start getting cold. Let me run up on some new hoodies, shits to wear around the crib outside.
That's it.
Yeah, oh God, thank you.
Look at that.
Now I'm posting this on Uncle Biz too. I'm going to screenshot that.
God damn it, screenshot it, God damn it.
Yeah, I got screenshot
that. Dream test, God damn it. And we bringing up infrared soon.
Yeah, please, thank you. All right, listen, so I went into the store. It was getting cold, so I needed, some hoodies and stuff. All they had was 2X and 3X. But I really didn't, I don't got much time because I'm so busy, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know what? I ain't going to have time to get no hoodie. So I put the 2X on, and I took a picture.
What?
I went, Champion, 2X.
Worked.
Yeah, no, hold on. The Champion hoodie, red, and I had I put on a big fitted. And I came from the liquor store because it's Friday. I'm getting my bottle of Henny. So I go into the store.
That drink Hypnotic,
I already had the Tim's on, and I pulled up my sock. I took the picture in my people's store in Long Island. Right. I went home, dog. When I opened up my phone, The Weeknd, Drake, everybody was going crazy. So me, I'm a hustler. I'm a grinder. I know when something is special. I went back to the store, and I said, I got to do a video. So I'm freestyling. Started playing Nori 50. And I just got booked for 25K for a bar miss for his Uncle Biz. I just got it. Humble. I work hard, you know what I'm saying? But, they fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? So I always pay attention to what people fuck with. Right. Like, that's why I'm
because I right, so now let's just break it down. Because right now, today, you're dressed in Supreme. Supreme is very new, new and fashionable.
Yeah.
You're dressed in Balenciagas.
Yeah, I'm gonna show them.
Right?
Show them.
Those Balenciagas are hard. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Those are just Balenciaga Yeezys. Yeah. Those are Yeezy Balenciaga. Those are at least like $1,700, something like that, right?
So, and you know what's crazy? Like, it's crazy because when I was younger, I was still able to get shit. But today, shit is hard to get and it's expensive.
But how do you differentiate the two? Because today, right now, you're the millennium, Uncle Biz.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're
I wanted to come in as Uncle Biz, but I couldn't catch the vibe.
It's hard.
But how do you take, how do you separate the two? Like, how do you say, like, if you're in New York and La Marina pops around, then you're gonna pull out the
Open Air Force Tims and all that.
Open Force Tims or the Air Force One slippers?
I'll probably do both.
One
like,
one?
No, I'm saying like go one day with the and go. I'll get both experiences.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So all right. So how do you, but in Miami, you know you got to go to Melinda because you're trying to get some millennial pussy. You don't have a wife. Right?
No, I absolutely have a wife.
You have a wife. Okay.
And three kids.
And God damn it! Make some noise for your wife.
Shout out to wifey. You know, wifey, like she been with me for a long time.
Okay.
You know, we've been together for like 17 years.
Oh, God bless.
So she been from the bottom. She knows what's going on. Like. You know what I mean? She know about I'm here, like right. she was happy that I'm here because she already know what time it is. Like,
right.
We, you know, we're always fans of.
No, but let me. I'm sorry to cut you off. But how do you differentiate, like, how you come as a
See, father? Like when I went to Yams Day.
Yeah, you talk about ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky. Okay, when I went to Yams Day.
Rest in peace to Yams.
Rest in peace to Yams. Shout out to ASAP Rocky. Shout out to the whole ASAP mob. When I went, and again, see that invite. I walk in. They
take
care of me.
Walking in as who you walking in.
No, but look, when I walked in, it was very important for me to be Uncle Biz at Yams Day. Cause that's what it's all about. It's that vibe. It's the vibe. Like, you know, being around you, I'll
coming through with the gazelle.
I can't wait till I pull up on you with the Carhartt, because it's that vibe. When I pull up on Snoop, I'm gonna have the big LA fitted, the khakis on. It depends the vibe. It's the vibe.
Can I cut you off for 1 second?
Please.
Let me just tell you something, my brother.
Let's go.
Every year, I'm sorry. Anybody else here from New York?
New Jersey?
Okay.
Yeah. Same shit.
Yo, every year, it's a certain time of the year. It's like October 15th.
That's when Uncle Biz was born. October 15th.
I had no idea. But like October 15th is something around there where I just want my overalls. I want my blue tan hat. I want my blue on my tan hat. I want my blue on my tan jacket. Or I want my army fatigue jacket. And every year around that time, when I'm around here, I can't get it.
I tried. I tried to come as Uncle Biz.
Yeah.
But I only flew out here for one day.
Yeah.
So I couldn't find it. I'm gonna come correct when Uncle Biz.
I gotta fly back. Uh-huh. And when I fly back, so that's the reason why your character I identify with. Mm. Even though I kind of feel like, not even though you're making fun, but you're emphasizing off.
See, I'm going to tell you what I'm doing, right?
Okay, please. Because
just like what J. Cole did, and just like I'm talking about these young kids, right? And how it's right now we're going through two different generations. And instead of saying, you know what, fuck it, let's embrace each other.
I think it's more than two, actually.
When you mention Kendrick and J. Cole,
I feel like it's overlapping three generations.
Right. Yeah, it is. You're 100% right. Yeah. And guess what? He's so right. No, you're on point with that.
Damn, yeah.
And I actually, when I said two, I was...
Because that generation is kind of like looking at us and then the generation below them.
The thing is, like I said... What I'm doing, right?
I smoke mad heroin. Yeah. It's a joke. It's an ongoing joke.
192 episodes. You still gotta try. You still gotta go like this. Listen. Let me just tell you something. I'm sorry I cut y'all off.
Nah, you good.
Me and Fat Joe, which I feel like he's walking through right now. No, it's not him. That is Diego. It's Fat Joe. If he sniffed a lot of cocaine.
Man, Diego.
So not like that. But for my son just fell. He gotta relax. For like 100 and like, you know, times I always pass Fat Joe the joint. He's never took it.
Mm-hmm.
But I took him to, you know, Mr. Childs one day. This is what makes me feel so foul. Is one day I actually pass him the shit and he just takes it because he has a toothache. So
I heard this story. It's a great story.
I'm so happy. It's 20 years of me trying to get this nigga high. And then, so he says, I gotta go. And then I say, yo, listen, Joe, I need you to film this part of the video. Which reminds me of today. So today he's supposed to come here for Bendición.
Today? To what? Lay more vocals?
Yeah, because you know I'm Bendición. The video's gonna come out on July 13th. Make some noise for everybody on July 13th. Bendición, don't know video's coming out. Big up to Michael Garcia. Follow him. But
me and Drink Champ Sports in the video.
Drink Champ Sports in the video. EFN.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
But I want to have something that's just for the album. So Bendición, don't know if Bendición will come out on the album like that. So I want to have an extra verse.
A version, okay.
Extra version where it's just on the album. So I told him that. I did not tell him I'm going to sneak him on the podcast. And that's what we're going to do.
He's coming.
That's what we're going to do because we're just good guys, man. Come on, man. We're Cuban. You guys are Cuban. Y'all established that Cuban relationship.
Oh, he's Cuban. It's gonna work. He's Cuban. We have
okay, so let's move it
Cuban
on.
Cuban rapport.
Nas album.
When I went to the listening party.
He's already. Sorry, guys.
And
no.
No, listen.
Yes.
Okay. So this is what happened, right?
What happened was...
Just, yeah, so I find out Nas is listening party or whatever. And again, it's like, it's not like... I could go wherever I want to keep it a buck with anybody. Like, I just always been that nigga, like, if I wanted to go that's somewhere, I don't need no pass, no ticket. I don't need to talk to nobody. I'll figure it out how to get to where I need to be. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I heard about it. People were like, yo, it's going to be crazy. You got to have a pass. I'm like, I know AZ. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I know AZ. I broke bread with AZ. You know what I'm trying to say? So, and again, I didn't even know AZ was going to be there.
Right.
But when I got in and then I saw AZ, got in with, you know, you had to have a black band to get in and then you had to have a white band to be where the, you know, where the people that's working, right? So, yeah, exactly. Exactly. You got to have the big chain for that.
That's it.
No, that's a fact. Yeah, no, you got to be different.
The big chain is
it's mandatory. It's mandatory. Nah, it's mandatory.
the big chain.
He got the big chain.
Nah, yeah.
He killed that.
Nah, he did.
He killed that.
Because I couldn't really explain it. So
He helped out.
He know a lot. Because I know people like that.
That's why I like it.
They understand it. Look. Let me finish real quick. And look.
Don't let it get over your head.
So I didn't have the big chain, but AZ did. Right. And I gave him a dab, and I walked in through the back with him. You know what I mean? And, yo, it was amazing. It was, like, therapeutic. The vibe was crazy. It was, like, to the point where I was just, like, it just felt like hip-hop. I haven't had that hip-hop feeling in a long time. Probably last time I had that was hanging around Static Selecta. And just being at his radio station, because Static is like pure hip hop.
Let's keep your
so
mind.
It's like therapeutic to me. So I'm out there, and you know the production is Kanye West. You know what I mean? Like,
and let's keep in mind, Kim Kardashian is out there taking selfies.
Yeah,
with I got chicks one named Lakeisha. I respect that. Let's make some noise for Kim Kardashian. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. And I didn't look at Kim Kardashian on Instagram. I looked at every little girl from Instagram, from Queensbridge, from that day on. And I'm going to be honest, you know, Kanye named his daughter Nori. And I saw him and I saw Kim Kardashian. And he looked at me in my face and said, I named my daughter after you. And I always respected him and loved him for that. But I'm going to be honest, my respect for the Kardashian family has raised tremendously. Me seeing that Kanye actually came to Queensbridge houses, and I got the invite. Big up to Natalie from Baller Alert / Def Jam.
Big up
Natalie.
Freeze. I see Freeze out
Big
there.
Up to Freeze, goddamn it, for being out there. Yeah. But I super had the invite for all three different things. But the reason why the Queensbridge listening party meant more to me,
I actually wish you was there,
was because I was supposed to go.
You should have been there.
I had things to do. I was already.
He got the big chain.
But the reason why got the big chain. But the reason why that meant the most to me, out of everything, bring up the John Monopoly. The reason why it meant the most to me was because Kim Kardashian went to Queensbridge.
And Lala too.
Lala went to Queensbridge and they took pictures with the Queensbridge girls.
Support your Negro.
Now when you look at all the other album release parties, you look at Wyoming. You look at L.A. You look at, what was it? L.A. and what was the kid?
Kid Cudi.
The Ghost Town joint?
Where was it at?
I forgot. I think
that was definitely remote.
Calabasas, no? It was L.A.,
No, I'm tripping.
It's you look at all of those motherfucking place.
No one identifies with the people. This is the only party that identifies with the people. But Kim Kardashian actually stood there and identified with the people. If y'all don't fucking understand how much that means to a little girl from the projects, then I want to tell y'all, fuck y'all. Because fuck y'all, if y'all don't understand, that was some real shit. I don't give a fuck what Kanye does. I don't give a fuck with how you feel about Kanye and his politics towards the president. That got nothing to do with what Kim Kardashian did for them little girls. And my neighborhood identify with, I'm not from Queensbridge at all, from Left Rack motherfucking city, which is 20 fucking minutes away. Same fucking people, we go to the same free lunch, we eat the same fucking free cheese. And when I seen Kim Kardashian, because she could have came and she could have been Hollywood and she could have stood over to the side with the FOI. And when I mean FOI, security, I mean the FOI. She could have stood over there with the Obama security.
The nation
and she
could have
did that. But she did not do that. That motherfucker went out there and took pictures with Lakeisha and Sequisha.
And Larita.
And Larita. And Shawanda.
Quatalka.
And
Tiffany. And Tiffany.
And Tiffany and Biffany.
Sifu Yao.
And Sifu Yao.
That's it.
And Kim Kardashian. I know you may never listen to Drink Champs. And I don't mind if you don't.
But we clap for you.
I got an audience to protect. And this audience that me and EFM build and protect, we want to say that for all the things that the people don't big you up for, we're going to big you up for that little that. The thing that you should be bigged up. The thing that you helped free.
Yeah.
I don't even know the person's name. I don't even know the person's crime. I know she was black and I respect her. And that's enough for me to respect. you came to Queensbridge and you took pictures with one main. And now y'all niggas ain't there. Fat Joe is here. And one main is the toughest Queensbridge housing projects in the world. It's one thing with all the girls, and they know how to fight. Big up to TT from One Main. I love you. And we doing it. Fat Joe is here. God damn it, we're gonna get go grab him, Sonny DBT.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring him in.
Yeah,
yeah. Bring him in. Bring him in.
Oh, you gotta relax. You gotta relax.
Listen, man.
Bring him in.
You gotta relax.
Well, I'm not going out there with my socks on.
You never gotta let him with the cameras.
Come on, come on,
you know why?
Yeah.
Come on.
You know they wrong.
Come on. Yeah, listen. No, right there. No. We just got to say, because this is the boss. They said that Fat Joe's not banned from Puerto Rico. Come on. I mean, go over there. Is that Mike working? Because they said that Fat Joe. Come on. Chiqui Dingo, come on. Akeem Mimo, no, you good. Miss Smith, stay right there. Okay, come on. This is we're in this middle of drink chat. One second. Yo, Fat Joe. Listen, I'm so sorry, man.
Are we taping?
This is just five questions. You gotta go.
We taping.
Okay.
Listen, I heard that you was banned from Puerto Rico.
Who?
Why would he be banned?
When did you hear that?
When you was in Puerto Rico.
Daddy ain't getting to no goals. What happened?
Going, you know.
I went too far.
We met the TMZ Espanol. We made everything.
TMZ Espanol. I mean, listen. Okay, listen. Let me just say this because I want to be clear. Because these guys try to come at my brother, and I could not allow it. It happened on our show, right? Let's be clear. Let's just be clear, real quick.
Oh yeah, that shit went hella viral too.
You was not trying to tell what this man did. You was saying, because in hip hop, when you say a person did a certain thing, you bigging them up.
You know what? I just think
let's clarify.
Let's get more controversial, where they're not gonna like this statement. But I just think hip hop is just. It's always been a couple of years ahead of reggaeton or trap Espanol.
Right.
So right now, we're doing our podcast. They don't truly understand that we're having a conversation about hip-hop.
Right.
They think niggas is talking shit about niggas when they don't realize we're just trying to tell history and our experiences.
Right, talking shop.
So in 5 years, they're going to have the reggaeton
podcast.
And it's gonna be like, what Fat Joe was trying to say.
Come sign the drink champs, nigga. Right. I got you.
Yeah, exactly. So the point is that what I was trying to say,
you were bigging
I wasn't
them
trying
up.
To shit on them. I was trying to give them street credibility.
Yeah, because they took that one piece out.
Yes,
they did. And they made it what they wanted it to be.
Normally, Jay-Z, Fat Joe, even Pitbull, even 50 Cent, everybody said they was in the streets.
Right.
I was trying to say, yo, you know, I was trying to big them up.
Right.
Yeah. Like give him a little certification.
And real quick, Joe, that type of shit I don't post because that's negative. I'm not trying to get clicks. I get clicks off of if Fat Joe do something good or if good news. You feel me?
No. But you misunderstand.
Introduce me to this guy.
This is the blogger.
It's Biscuit.
Yes. So what happened is let me refresh people what's going on.
Before you say that, I'll tell you right now. I didn't know how crazy that shit was till I went to my barber. My barber shop is it's Cubans only. They only play reggaeton and they only speak Spanish. And they said, bro, your podcast está fuego. Like, what are you talking about? Blink. And then it's just a clip. You talking shit about that, Yankee?
How about time has passed and I want to call the girl who put that out there, cunt, slut, whore, bitch. Fuck her mother.
Yo,
Yeah, she did. She
and
did.
She made it look like whatever, right?
That's and we love her too. We loved her at one point.
I'm not gonna love her.
At one point we did.
At all.
Yeah.
The point is that you know, she took my shit and chopped it up, edited it, and then was talking like, oh my God, that was when she knew the truth that right. We wasn't really trying to shit on nobody.
We was not trying to shit on Jazzy.
But being that she has a little bit more foot into hip hop and reggae tone, she was able to miss guy. She did banter.
And
she
Joe, let me help you out. Shit. If you listen to that after that, Joe was saying that's the biggest record of all time. Joe was also saying that it should have won a Grammy.
Yeah.
Joe was also
bigging him up.
All he was saying was he was trying to give him credibility.
Yeah,
so the thing was, I didn't want to do that on the internet, and I didn't want to actually do anybody else's interview because you know what? It happened on Drink Champs. Right. It happened on Coca Vision.
Let me say something in Spanish. About it. So that another cunt, slut, whore doesn't misinterpret our words.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a triple cunt, slut, whore.
You gotta stop.
You gotta stop.
Yo, listen.
Good, good, Joe. So, good. He just got back from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
God damn it. Hold on. Let me brag for him. Because you know what? Joe came on my. Can I brag for you?
You
please?
Know it's Drink Champs. You're not gonna say anything.
No, please. It's my turn. No, it's my turn, Joe. I'd like to big you up. I love, because I do it behind
love
your back.
So much.
Let me do it in your front of your face. So, Joe gets on our podcast. He says what he has to say. These people are taking it as Joe is snitching.
Right.
A clip. What type of fucking dumb shit is that?
God,
no, he's from Puerto Rico. Make sure you focus in on him because he's one of us. He's from Puerto Rico too.
He's a justified going to jail. I'm so
Joe doesn't know.
I will fucking hang myself or dive off a plane the day I'm thinking about talking on somebody.
Mm, right.
That's how much I'm anti-chota or sapo or whatever that is.
Right.
Yo me mato primero que yo me chota.
Talk that shit, Joe!
So, pa mi gente allá afuera que no entendía lo que estaba
díselo.
Diciendo, estaba dando promoción a Daddy Yankee, diciendo que en la calle como yo, como 50 Cent, como Jay-Z, como Nori, como Pitbull, pero se ofendieron mucho allá y porque no sabían lo que estaba haciendo. Esto es una conversación de jefa. Si nosotros no hablamos de la verdad de historia, alguien va a venir en 20 años y va a decir algo diferente que no pasó.
Lo que quieren,
y
va
a ser mentirosa.
Yeah.
So yo más que estaba dándolo orgulloso y ustedes lo cogieron mal. Lo último cosa que yo soy en el mundo es un chota o un sapo. Ok, yo soy de la calle de verdad. Ustedes saben. Yeah.
In case you want to misinterpret it.
Get transfer it in English.
Transfer it in English?
Yeah.
He said basically, motherfuckers, understand what we're doing here. You may not understand it. It's a conversation.
That's
it's
right.
Organic.
It's
we're
organic.
Talking truth.
That's
nobody's
right.
Making up anything and nobody's bringing up anything new.
That's right.
It's just what it is.
Yes. Talk that shit! Talk that shit!
Hold on. Let me tell you something, EFN. I was just with my father all day.
God bless him.
Do you know in the Mariel, my father went to pick up, I had 10 brothers and sisters in Cuba. They only allowed him to bring back 2 sisters. And the 8 stood, and they put 30-something people on his boat. My father came back to Key West, and the boat was sinking, and the Coast Guard saved my father. Wow. You really need to know, I really am half Cuban. I need you to know.
Yo, and LeBron just went to the Lakers.
You're blowing my heart.
Hold on.
I'm not even high.
Is it a bitch?
You're blowing my heart.
Google it.
You're blowing my heart.
Did LeBron go to the Lakers?
What? What are you going to do over there?
Drink Champ Sports.
You should have went to Houston or Philly.
Nah, he went to LA.
Yo,
just like this. Just like this.
Yo,
If you're like, oh my God, oh my God.
That's it?
No, listen, Infrared. I want you to know I love you. I love, shout out to Infrared, I love you. He came up with the hook to all the way up. He's a genius. He's a genius from Rough Riders, from everything. I'm proud of you when I see you in them fucking the incredible Hawk Lamborghinis and all. Let me get this out of my hand before I be on Puerto Rico.
TMZ,
so Fat Joe, I just want to ask you this, and then we're gonna end this because I really need you on the
on the song.
On the song.
And he's legit Cuban, Marielito, and everything.
Yo, I came here mad, man.
Yo, Carlito. Was he in? Yo, Carlito, ven acá. Aquí mismo. Was he in? What how you call
in
it?
La Perla.
No, how you say the
I saw the picture.
La Playa. La Piscina.
La Piscina.
La Piscina aquí mismo.
La Perla.
La Vida. Good.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it was in La Perla, La Piscina.
I saw.
The real pool.
You know, we went to Puerto Rico and we was shooting with Spike Lee.
I don't think Ken Daniel Yankee go
with Spike Lee. Wait. We can't let that go unnoticed. With Spike Lee.
With Spike Lee, yeah. He saved my life.
He's my friend. I love Daddy Yankee.
Yeah, I don't know. I won't go that far.
All
right. Yeah, I won't go that far.
I went too far?
You went too far. Because let me tell you something.
Too far or too hard? Either or.
Let me just tell y'all. Because there's 5,000 niggas in here, millions of people who watch this.
Yeah.
When we were getting cyber attacked, because all these niggas is Instagram. So I went to Puerto Rico and Southside in the hood. I went to every hood you could think of, and there was nothing but OFIs. They had nothing but love. But you let the Instagram tell it was supposed to snipe me the second I step off the plane. Mm. But as he knows, I went to the Pure, the belly of the beast, the open arms, everything. But
a lot of people didn't answer your calls before.
What you mean?
I mean, did you call a couple of people?
I don't call nobody.
You don't call nobody.
Yo, let me tell you something, man.
Okay.
I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't even know how to tell you, man. We just, look, if you love us and you fuck with us, then we fuck with you.
That's
it. If you don't love us and you don't fuck with us, then we don't fuck with you. Mm-hmm. And if something happens in Puerto Rico, a hurricane again, I'll go send 4 more planes with 300,000 pounds of food. The death threats, because I'm gonna just say it, fuck it, because you know, after the death threats, we still sent like 400,000 over there to fix the roofs with the blue tarps and everything. We've been helping our people since
day one,
since it happened. You understand what I'm saying? And we won't stop, like I told them. So what they need to know is that, yeah, there's a difference. People look at it as different. We look at ourselves because we know for a fact from Mambo that you Boricua for real. They look at us like we New York Ricans. Mm. We not the Pure. They the Puerto Ricos from Puerto Rico. But we, you know, the New York Ricans, we did our job. We said
we love them. We love them. Just the same as
you know what I'm saying. So
that's the truth.
You know that's a whole big. How are we talking about this?
It's okay because we.
That's important. It's important.
And you know why? Something else.
You know why? Because they said that you was banned from Puerto Rico. When you heard that? When he was in Puerto Rico.
That's a rock.
That's the second verse that made me show. That's how we started it off.
He wrote your lip.
Nah, he's
that's how we started it off.
That gotta happen.
Because I didn't come to do that, Nori. I fix something. One bar.
Yeah, you got two bars.
This is fixing.
Maybe three. But you know why, Fat Joe? Let me tell you something.
Give me any other time.
No. Fat Joe, let me tell you. You know why, Fat Joe? Because I listen to all these other albums, right? And I really do. But Fat Joe, let me just be honest. I listen to Kanye's album. I listen to Pusha T's album. I listen to Yana's album. I listen to Drake's album. I listen to all of them.
Nas,
of course.
Jay-Z and Beyoncé.
Of course.
Great album.
Drake's album. Black God and Night One. Don't forget that joint.
Yeah, I copy
but
that.
Here's where they gave me the alley-oop. You ever seen?
Went off.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen Semi-Pro, the movie Semi-Pro?
Yeah.
And in the movie Semi-Pro, the guy, he blocks out, he goes to heaven, and his mother says, here goes the alley-oop, right? And then the alley-oop, then he takes the alley-oop, but he goes in this movie Semi-Pro. They just gave me the alley-oop. Because you know why, Fat Joe? This is the one thing that they forgot. Is when I was a legend, I made a body of work.
Whoa, chill now. You got to relax.
No, back then. I made myself a legend, I made bodies.
Of a legend.
I made bodies of work. War Report is a classic. Yeah, it's not classic. One track.
It's a body of
work. The whole thing.
It's a classic.
N-O-R-E.
That's being redefined now.
Yeah, but you want to know how disrespectful this game is?
Talk about
that boy Drake is so nice, my nigga. That he said on a track that Primo did that sounded nothing like Primo.
Yep.
Wait, Primo did a track?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Primo, man.
On the track, I'm telling you,
Primo's killing it right now.
On the track, the nigga said, they told me to make a classic, I just need 10 of these. And then kept rapping about everything else in the world. But what you didn't realize that in that one bar, because he demolished, destroyed upside down, left to right this track. Mm-hmm. The bars on this shit was so crazy, my nigga. And in one bar, because he's singing, dancing on the whole album, he doing whatever he want. In one bar, he said, they were asking me to make a classic. I just got to rap to 10 of these. And it's done. And I went to thinking, just like Nori, and I said, damn. All these records we consider real hip-hop classics. This nigga caught one Primo beat and fucking destroyed, combolished, murdered it. That he could get 10 of these beats.
Produced by a producer.
Just like a classic.
That is the classic
That's
producer.
How ill this nigga is.
He gonna reverse the twist it and reverse it again on y'all.
It's unbelievable. Let me tell you something. The guy got busy on that first album. The boy, he got busy on that album. I love Nas' album, too. I really love Pusha T's album. I think that this is one of the best years
of
hip-hop by
far. Oh, God.
Far.
In a long time.
And just like you, because I know where you're going with this shit. Just like you. Love hip hop so much. That's what we doing here to Drink Champs. Nigga, I gotta work on my album too.
No, okay.
So my studio is waiting for me.
All right, I got
set up.
Bendy Show.
Weed free.
You should,
clean air.
You should do a podcast there with Nori when he walks in.
Yo, clean air.
All right, stop, Joe. Come on, I need a boss. Yo, listen. This is, it's Rich Kid. Please shout out to Instagram.
I gotta say one thing, all right, my brother? Me and Nori. Once every 2 months, his wife is here. My sister's here, right?
He's gonna kill me.
Me and Nori.
He wins this. Card.
Once every 2 months.
He has to do this
because we love each other to another.
No, listen.
How long have you known Nori? Like how many years?
I thought I was gonna leave without him telling the story. He wins.
Hold on. We gotta do this.
Then we gotta do eight bars. Let's go.
Eight bars. My boy, Nori Cat's gonna get cold. I better order
Paul. Go ahead, Joe. He's Cuban.
Listen, so I go like this, right? So once every 2 months, me and Nori go to Bell Harbor in the daytime and we get drunk. Fat Joe goes get drunk. My wife, his wife, and after we get drunk, we go shopping, we buy whatever we want.
So lit, that's so lit.
He made me walk around with a Versace robe last time. No, but I don't even believe they let me in Bell Harbor anymore, right? So Bell Harbor is the best mall in the world, by the way. So we go there, we eat, right? Nah, you know, we go in there, we go eat. Let me tell you something. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. As soon as I step out the car, the man tells my wife, yo, rap music was mafia. This is the Don. He's the Genovese. Like, yo, am I lying, man? The nigga opened it, the white dude opened the door, was like, if this was rap,
he's the
mafia. He's telling my wife that. I'm like, thank you.
You don't even know how to take it.
She needed that because sometimes your wife is sleeping on you all day. They think you ain't a shooter. They think you ain't a shooter. So I go, all right, we go in there, we eat all type of lobster and shit, right? We drink so many wines. It must have been 10, 20 bottles of wine.
It was just four of y'all?
No, it just won't stop. Like, we're in. It won't stop.
It's not going to stop.
And my wife just stopped. So I'm pissy drunk with them, not regular drunk. Superior pissy drunk. So we only make it, which never happens,
never.
By the way. So we make it out the door, and the nigga run down on us. The same nigga who robbed us and charged us $4,000 for whatever we ate and drank didn't even let us leave. He was like, oh, so he puts a table outside the rest of the
house. He wants to keep
boom, he grabs another champagne.
Because he's
listen. I said, sit down. This is my story I'm telling. I said, no, come here. So I sit down. Cigars, regular cigars come out. So next thing, I start telling him, my wife and him, I said, yo, I'm the most drunk I ever been in my life. This is incredible. Nah, I've never been to this part of the world. Yo, I've never been here. I was like, I'm bouncing. Sneakers on. I don't know which one, but they had like the extra bounce, and I was like bouncing, nigga. I couldn't, right? So then these niggas got the weed. So I'm like, yo, Nori,
no, you
like
didn't
the
smoke.
Fucking weed right here, middle of fucking Bell Harbor, right in the middle, nigga. He's like, you serious? You're going too far. I said, like the fucking weed. The nigga from the restaurant was like, hey, I don't see nothing. Middle of Bell Harbor. Cartier stores. Nigga smoke weed. I'm gone. Right? So then I get up. I'm like, oh my God. I gotta hold the wall up. Like, yo, I've never been here. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm embarrassed. You know, I'm like, nigga just called me the Mafia Don. Now I'm the Mafia Drunk. Nigga walking around like. So we go up. We start shopping and shit. We buy candles. I got these candles.
Just candles. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
Listen. First off.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I got you.
Listen, he just said he buys candles like as if they're like
$6. Like, yeah, like Walmart candles.
They bring you
his
money.
His candle is $600.
Yeah, I'll take it. Listen,
but it's called a money candle. $600. So he buys me. First off, he skipped his part of the story.
Hold up,
I go to Gucci. I'm about to buy a jacket. Fat Joe says, you gotta relax. I got it.
I ain't see you wear that jacket.
I gotta get drunk.
I still got it in my closet.
Oh,
right,
that's disrespect.
No, I got
it. I bought him one of them infrareds. That nigga. This shit was a lot.
No,
I might be drunk, but I know I'm spending something, nigga.
Yo, Nori. So he goes to the candle store. I'm like, I got that same amount. As well. So I'm like, all right, we even. It's
no,
cool.
You've been having a lot of Gucci on. That's
no,
like,
no, no. Joe, like, Joe takes it to another level.
We got to. Yo, my nigga, Joe, I was robbing niggas selling drugs since I'm 14 to get fly.
Now,
I'm about to get fly.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
going to
really do it to these
niggas. Now, I know. Every store I go to, they got champagne. So I
know that. My God. Yo,
so every store I go to, I'm like, all right, now.
Yo, every store we went to, niggas kept giving us champagne.
So I knew that.
He got the cheat code.
I'm stupid drunk.
But this like, one point.
But you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. That's not the cheat code.
No.
I'm going to say this real quick.
Yeah. Can't do stores.
Listen, no, real talk. I'm going to say this real quick. That's what we think is the cheat code. No. That's how they treat us, and I learned that.
Ooh.
However you are, that's how they're gonna treat you.
Ooh.
So when you know better, they gotta bring the champagne.
Mm.
Right.
Mm. You don't have to run it up. Mm. That's what I thought. Mm. I went to the Louis store, I copped every belt, right. And then I got champagne. But then I went with my white homies, they ain't even buy a belt, and they got champagne.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's a
dick. I'm gonna tell you another one, too. I'm gonna put y'all on to another one, right? Look, this is, again, when you don't know, you pay for what you don't know. That's history. That's facts.
No, wait. I got you.
No, look. I shop a lot because I got a wife and three kids, and I'm the sponsor at every event.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I go shopping, I'm not just buying Balenciagas for myself. Mm-hmm. I got five pair. Why are they giving me plastic bags?
Like, peep this, yo, look.
They giving me plastic bags.
Uh-huh.
I'm spending thousands. Where are the duffel bags at? Where's the expensive bag for this?
Nice
and guess
bag.
What? Now when I go shopping, they go to the back and they bring out the suitcases and the luggage for me to carry out my merchandise that I paid for.
Let me tell you this story.
Take care.
So this is the Drink Champs. Okay, this show is called the Drink Champs. You get that, right? It's a million bottles, whatever, right? So we go in another store. We go in the Webster. We in there. We drinking champagne everywhere.
We get
candle stores. And like, I don't know. I'm thinking like, what, this nigga got a refrigerator with him or something? Like, everywhere we go, it's champagne, right? No, good. I got enough. So I turn around. I go like this, right?
Now chill. Look.
Check this out. My wife grabs me. Almost like, remember, I'm so drunk. Me and Nori talking, joking, screaming, whatever. My wife grabs me almost like a pit bull grabs you when they pull you, that you ain't got no choice but to go. So my hand is being pulled out the store, and I'm like, it's out of my control. I'm just going, right? Because I'm drunk the most I ever been. All of a sudden, we end up in the jewelry store. You know, Bell Harbor has a jewelry store.
Hold on.
You don't look at
that. Joe.
They got a jewelry store that you know we cannot afford. Like, you know you can't afford this.
You know what this is? We don't go in there.
No, we don't go in there.
We don't
even want to look at the shit because it's too nice. We don't even want to gas
us. I've been there.
It's too expensive.
I know. I'm telling
she
you.
Walks me in that shit. I'm like, now I'm like fucking drunk out of my mind.
Now, this is what
so
this,
in my
this
mind,
is when I black out. Cause I go in there and I ask
hold on,
for
can
champagne.
I say
hold on, I'm gonna give you the alley oop.
Alright.
Then when I ask for the champagne, wants to give me the champagne, I see the champagne and I know that this champagne is at least $300. And
I'm it's like, a different champagne?
It's a different champagne. Mm-hmm. So when I hit it, I said, it's over for me. And now.
I'm sitting up in there, right? In my mind, I'ma just keep it a buck with y'all, right? I'm like,
nah, this is.
I don't even want to say it. Like in my mind, it's so disrespectful. I'm saying like, fuck it. Set me up, goddamn it. You know, George Jefferson shit. You know, Archie Bunker, whatever you want. I'm cursing her out in my mind.
That's your drug mind, though.
To my wife.
Yeah, and your drug mind.
I'm stuck. I can't
move.
If I was sober, I'd have got the fuck out of here.
Your drug mind is out of control right now.
I was sober, nigga. I wouldn't have walked in that bitch. I'd have been like, yo, hold
the fuck up.
Being that I was a drunk, this was an era of judgment. So, nigga, I'm walking up in there, the nigga come out. I don't, no disrespect. Gay Pride Month, we love the gays. This guy's the gayest dude.
He was the gayest. And he's like, gayest. He's a good guy, though.
Fibrillator is it this? I'm looking it's at this brilliant. Nigga like I will smack this nigga so hard. Look, right? But I'm stuck.
This bracelet is brilliant.
No, it's brilliant. And he's like, it's only
bracelet,
so when the nigga says the price,
only
when the nigga says the price, I look at my wife. I say, are you sure you want that?
Because
we can go somewhere else. We could talk to Avi the Jew. So are you sure? Yeah, she's like, yeah, I really want it.
I didn't talk from that
I
moment
was like,
on.
I said, see now, mask murderer.
Yo, EFN, from that moment
killer,
on.
Sicario, nigga. So in my head, I'm like, yo, my wife is trying to kill me in here. The price was, I'm not used to this.
It was 220?
So it was hard. Listen, so I go like this. So when I say like this, I look to the right. This nigga Nori sinks in the chair like the Get Out movie. He's like, the nigga was in the sunken place.
Yo, drink.
Hold up. The nigga looking at me, I'm waiting for him to say something. Help me, men. Men power, unity. The nigga's like, the nigga looking at me, I'm like this. I said, I'm looking for help. Nobody wanna help me. I paid for it. After I paid for it, I walk out the door. The nigga Nori never said a word. And he's a drink champ, and I'm drunk, but this nigga, like, I wind up holding him like a brother at war, walking him to his car. The nigga never talked again. Listen, I sit him in the Benz. His wife is driving. I put the strap, drink champs, guys. I don't even drink. I'm putting the strap on him.
I'm
getting them home. I put the strap on him. Get the strap. Yeah, I put the strap. As I'm looking at him, he's looking at me like the sunken place. He never said a word again. So I'm like, Nori. I'm like, yo, Nori, are you all right? And the nigga looking at me, the only way to describe it to you, you know when a nigga's almost getting knocked out in the boxing match and the referee be looking in his eyes?
Yeah. This is too good. This is too good.
I locked the door. And I ain't gonna lie to you.
Now, this is a true story. This is a true story.
I started laughing to myself. I'm like, the drink champ. I thought he was the drink champ.
No.
I thought, I'm gonna even tell you some foul shit I almost did, right? I almost recorded him in the sunken place. I pulled out the phone to record him because I've never seen him like this in my life.
You couldn't even do it.
And his wife grabbed my hand and said, we don't do that. I said, oh, I said, you right. He's my brother and I love him. I would have never put it public or nothing like that, but it was some fuck nigga shit. It really was. Like, I was about to be like, nigga, I got you.
I got it.
Wifey, my sister said, we don't do
she
that.
She said, you gotta relax.
She said, you gotta relax. I said, you're right, I gotta relax.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yo, let me tell you, this nigga here, boy.
Yo, and Bell bought some. Y'all spent a lot of money that day.
What?
Y'all spent. Y'all brought a Benz that day.
Yeah, we definitely did. He said, like this. He said, the next day he called me.
At 5 in the morning.
No. The next day. No. The next day he called me like 12 noon.
Oh, my God.
The music was in the background. Doosh, 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 doosh.
At it
again. Soul Huts, my brother. I was like, fuck you, Nori. I'm not fucking coming. I do this once every 3 months.
Yo.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I got to be like
yeah,
this.
Next
so
time, next time. Let's go.
We got to play on the next. Let me know next time.
Let's go.
Yeah, but look, that's
I know about Bell Harbor, right? Real quick, right? I go there and I'm by myself, right?
Tell me your name. Look, tell your
It's biscuit, right, Joe? Real quick. That's how I know about that area, Bar Harbor, because I went there. You know, every time I go to Miami, I go there, right?
Yeah. Bar Harbor.
Yeah, however you pronounce it, that's where I'm at. So I go there. Beautiful place. I go there, and guess what? My jeweler, Michael Lewis from Long Island, you know, it's crazy because, like, he does business with them. You feel me? So I'm in the loop. I know what's going on. So when I go there, I want lobster pasta. It's $100, but I know that already because I done did it multiple times. It's fire. It's fire. So look, I sit down, and the guy goes, what do you want? You know, I'm like, okay, you're supposed to bring out water first. I know that.
Right.
So you already coming at me.
Know the system, bro.
Look, let me tell you about this off in pack and all that. Look,
the funny part.
Yeah.
I got a funny part.
Shout out to Supreme, you know.
There's
a lot of shit going on. So look, check it out, Joe. That's how I could afford lobster pasta. You heard me?
Right.
So look, so now he came at me wrong. But again, I know to relax. I'm black, and that's what they want me to do. Turn up anyway, right? Mm. So I'm chilling. Guess what? I checked him. I said, first bring water and bread. You gotta relax. You gotta relax. So look, now it fucked his head up. It fucked his head up.
He knows his rights, man.
Exactly. Young brothers know your rights.
He knows his fucking rights.
I do. So look,
fucking say, yo,
fine dining.
This gonna be racial equality. Fine dining equality, nigga.
And that's why. What happened in Starbucks happened. Because motherfuckers don't know their rights.
Right.
If a nigga would have told me you can't use a bathroom, I would have owned the Starbucks.
Right.
Mm. I'm going to tell you something.
Nah, hold on. Let me finish real quick. So anyway, long story short, I ordered the lobster pasta after I ordered my appetizer because that's what they supposed to bring out first. So when he said, what are you going to eat for dinner? Lobster pasta. Do you know it's $100?
You always do that to me.
No, it's right. You can have
I hate that.
Yeah, no. Listen, that's the worst feeling ever.
The worst feeling.
No, that's a bad feeling.
I hate that.
It's disrespectful. Right?
Do you know this steak is 46? My nigga, I piss on your face, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
Listen, I didn't get on a first class flight. My jeweler, Michael Lewis,
when they do me shit like that, look, I wound up buying the other tickets.
That's what I'm talking about.
Other niggas. Like, yo, I want to pay for the lady and the man.
Yeah, yo, that's what they made you do. Look, my man's Michael Lewis. He owns Luxury Lifestyle Magazine. That's the biggest luxury lifestyle magazine. That's the biggest.
Michael.
Yeah, official. He flew me out there first class to take care of some business. Because he's busy, you feel me? So when just like that, when they violate me like that, it's $100. Do you know? Guess what? I invited 10 friends and I got 10 lobster pastas and I checked him. Because guess what? When you don't know, that's how they treat you.
You schooling niggas again, don't worry about it. My situation is, we all kings and queens in our world.
It's all about respect, that's it.
You know what I'm saying? And we just want to be treated with respect, the same way we give them respect. And, you know, I make it my business to go above and beyond and tell people thank you all the time and be courteous.
Absolutely.
And just show them that we're not animals, you know what I'm saying? That we're respectful people, you know? And, you know, it's fucked up that it's a hard time. This is Drink Chance, but it's a hard time in the U.S. now where everything is just racial. Everything digital. And never in my lifetime, like I read about the shit with Martin Luther King and civil rights and all that. Never in my lifetime I experienced so much racism. They didn't think this nigga.
He's a sneaker champ too.
Let me tell you something, though. Let me tell you something, Norby. This nigga Norby stunting. And he's rich. And I don't care what you say. Because every day, even Fat Joe, I probably take, not my wife, but I probably take 4 days off. I'll go to Flor de Mayo. I'll go to Sylvia's. I'll go to $100 dinner. Right? Every day he FaceTimed me from Mr. Chow.
Yeah, bro,
he's so fucking rich. Like, I'm like, and this nigga be coming with 30 niggas. So I'm like, yo, mom, every time he hangs up, all I could tell the person next to me, whether it's my wife or my niggas, is like, yo, Nori's so rich. Like, this shit, nigga's so rich. Like, yo, man, God bless. Yeah, man. God bless. That EFN. That means you getting a lot of money.
Don't get me started. You want to know what I'm really thinking right here? I'm going to tell you what I... No, hold up, hold up, hold up. What I'm really thinking right here, right now, not to be real depressing at all, but honestly, anybody listening to this right now, all this material shit don't mean shit.
Right.
Be a man, be a grown woman. And
take care of your responsibilities.
Have
morals,
take care of your family. You reap the benefits of that stuff, and then you have fun in life. This is what we're talking about.
God damn it.
But don't get mistaken.
Let me stay in some of you.
Yeah, you got Travis Scott.
Hold on. You got Travis Scott. I got them, nigga.
Of course you got them. Don't play with him.
Don't know you're a sneaker.
What's wrong with him?
You know, he's trying to punk me. He gonna fuck up the vibe right now. I got something to say. Life changes every day.
Yeah.
Right? So my thoughts and emotions and sentiments about life itself change all the time. It's almost like, you know, it's hard to stick to a top five rappers because it just changes.
Right? Microwave ever.
So it just changes. But what I'm saying to you is, like, I realize in my travels that we here in this world temporarily, right? And we're in physical form, human form. Some people die 15. Some people die 85, 105, right. Whatever. We don't know how long, but we do know that we're here temporarily, right? And now, the way Fat Joe thinks about life is, you are not going to take this money when you die with you.
Nothing with you.
And at that, be careful, because that death tax, they'll take half of your shit, make your wife and your family sell your house. So let's be clear. Being that we're here only momentarily, if we're able to do what we love to do,
oh God, you're preaching,
and
you're preaching,
make
you're
our
preaching.
Family happy or whatever makes us happy,
yeah.
Then I don't have a problem letting it go.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so you got to understand, when you go to the cemetery, it says when you was born, when you died, and they have a dash.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you do with that dash.
Live your life.
Yeah, perfect honor. What you do with a big chain, baby, that's all I'm saying. Let me tell you something, my brother, Haitian persuasion. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. I've met millions, maybe hundreds of thousands of millions of people in my life. All kind of niggas, killers, nice guys, preachers, whatever, gun runners, water gun runners. I met all kind of niggas you could ever think of in your life. I've been around a while. I will never forget you to the day I die. Let me tell you something. Out of all the niggas, all the people, let me tell you something.
Because he ate the oyster.
Because he ate the shell of the oyster. And the man came to me and was like, you remember Nori's man, the Haitian nigga? What are you doing? He ate the shell of the oyster. Yo, you are in my book of Hall of Fame. You did some shit I have never seen in my life. Yo. And I have seen just about everything. This nigga here ate the shell.
That's the biggest.
Yo, you were the realest nigga.
I want a big chain for a minute, baby.
You went too far. Just take the perks. I see you in the song.
You went too far. You got a big cosign. You're supposed to just take that.
You want to know what? I'm going to buy you the Dream Champs check. Chiquito, you got one? I'm gonna buy you a drink chance.
Look, Fat Joe, you get a chance. You get a chance.
5E. 5E is coming out right now. 5E, that's my album. Come over here. Send it to Aquila. Demon.
What is 5E? What does that represent?
5E.
For the people that don't know.
It's my album. N.R.E. album.
Yo, you grew up in 5E.
I grew up
in 5E. And Jay-Z grew up in 5E.
So my album.
So hold on, hold on, hold on.
So listen, 5E, my album, finally, I got presented with an opportunity with Mass Appeal. Big up to Nas, big up to Peter, Deegan, big up to Jeff, big up to Brooklyn, and all the people at Mass Appeal Records. So they gave me the opportunity. Supposed to be on a project, and I felt like
that album is fire.
Man. It's amazing.
5E.
It's amazing.
Let me tell you something.
What?
I said it last night. Don't steal my bar. But I said it in a song last night. I said, now that the bag is bigger, the talk's different.
Mm.
Yeah. It's something about getting rich again. And my Yankees is running it up. But listen, it's something about getting rich. This nigga Nori, the way that album sounds, because he been making music. Of course, he has classics. He sold more records than me.
You can tell this is different.
Nori.
This is different.
What?
This is different.
Hold on, Nori. What did I say to you, though?
He's coming swinging, boy.
This is different.
Yo,
this is different.
This album is fire, different. My nigga.
Thank you. Yo. No, I want to play it for you. Come on, let's get out of here.
One second. Nori played one song for me, Joe. One song, right?
What song did I play?
You want me to say
it? Talk about it. Fuck it.
It was the one with Fab, the Big Chain, right? Listen, Joe, I went up to Nori and I said, yo, I'm looking at your Instagram. You on vacation every day. When you said to pull up to hear something, I'm like, Nori might have one or two joints. I said, what? Yo, what's going on with you?
This album,
yo,
fire.
What's popping? You snapping? The same thing.
This album is fire.
Fire.
This is the best year in hip hop in many, many years. Shout out Chris Jones.
You made the album with family.
Let me tell you something. Fat Joe was damn near my A&R. He didn't even know
album.
It. He didn't even know it. I use your name every
album.
Fucking session.
Did you ever
session.
Use the is it on the album, the uh-oh?
No.
Remember the beat? Yeah, why you didn't do that? The beat you played me with the uh-oh.
Cause you know why?
That's on DJ EFN's album.
Cause you know why?
Why?
I heard Kanye and these niggas' album, and I said I could do it too. And I upgraded it. Come on, let's go. Let's do business, yo.
I don't want to hear that.
Let you know.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club. If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.